The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Take advantage of your extra time with Highland Community College's new low rate, as low as $120 per credit hour. Highland has a new and improved online platform that is available now, with many class options and programs to choose from. And financial aid is also still available. Enroll now by calling 785-442-6000 or visit them online at highlandcc.edu. A new low rate with a new and improved online platform through Highland Community College. Start here, go anywhere.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Welcome you to Horton, Kansas, where tonight it's going to be some high school basketball on K-Radio in the Northeast Kansas League. Markham Mount Academy being hosted by the Horton Chargers. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer, engineer in the CARE studio. Aaron Lewis joins me here, Tom Counts, and we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back. We'll bring you starters, a little insight, tip-off of the ladies' game. It'll be the first of two here tonight. We'll be back right after this.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only one in four have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's 913-367-7300.
Buying a home can be one of the happiest moments in your life. At Exchange Bank, we want the process of applying for your home loan to be an easy experience. With our new online mortgage application at myexchangebank.com, you can get pre-approved in as little as 15 minutes. See how easy that first step to new home ownership can be. Get your next home loan with Exchange Bank. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
The Exchange Motor Bank lobby on Kansas Avenue is now open, as well as a teller station in the main bank foyer.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600. Or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Hey, welcome back once again to Horton, Kansas, where tonight, Morgan Mount Academy is on the road, and in the girls' game, kind of interesting. This game is pretty much going to decide who is going to be in the sub-state, number four or number five, which basically means the winner of this one is going to be at home and play these two teams again next week as we go to sub-state. The number four team, of course, will be at home playing the number five, and this will decide who's going to be number four between these two ball clubs. Let's take a quick glance at the starters for Horton and head coach Zach Nelson. Got Malia Soto, Tommy Ann McAfee, Kiara Blacksmith, Tatum Hooper, and Delaine Mold for MHMA. Blair Taylor and Malia Dulac, Zoe Steck, Hannah Coker, Maddie Folsom, and Lady Ravens are going to put the ball in play to begin things. They'll take it over to the right side, and MHMA is on offense to begin it. Nice little crowd on hand here this evening. And I mentioned earlier, Aaron Lewis with me. Aaron, welcome, man. How's it going here this evening?
Honestly, it's a... not too bad outside and pretty good here in the arena, so a lot of Raven fans, and really can't complain about that. We love a lot of Raven fans.
Comes in off the right block, and Maddie Folsom goes up. shot won't fall, but she gets fouled. And now we're going to hold up play just a minute. They're over at the scorer's table, getting a couple of things ironed out over there. Morehill Mount Academy and Wharton, they played earlier this year. It was a game that came down to literally, and a lot of people say literally when they mean figuratively, but this one literally came down to the last 1 second of the game, and Morehill Mount Academy coming up a single point short in that one. So, that all said, we expect a very, very competitive game here for these girls this evening. Yeah, I think they apparently have everything ironed out, and it's going to be Maddie Folsom coming to the free throw line for MHMA. First one of two is going to be up. It rolls in, it goes in, and we have our first point of the game. So Folsom makes it 1-0. One more shot coming up here for Morehill Mount Academy. A little right-handed shot, big deep knee pin, and it's up and perfect. 2-0. Lady Raymond's going to break out on top for a half a minute into the contest. MHMA coming into the game here tonight. They have been playing some pretty good basketball. Horton will bring it into the forecourt and quickly I'll have it out on top. It's going to be Malia Soto with it. She'll dump it over to the left side, down into the corner with it. It's going to be Delaine Molt. Molt will bring it back out on top. Little skip pass. Last time we were here, Malia Soto had a huge game, and also Kara Blacksmith had a huge game. Here's a shot up. Nope. Rebound. Long one pulled down by Blair. Here comes MHMA. Lady Ravens into the forecourt. They'll take it down the right side, right in front of the Horton bench. Out between the circles, over to Zoe. Now Malia Dulac dips it off down low. Blair Taylor shot is up a little too strong, and a rebound pulled back down by Horton. Here comes Malia Soto. She'll race down the right side, stop above the three-point arc. Let sail. A shot is off the window and off. Rebound in the lane. Soto goes up and travels to the basketball.
You know, you really got to put that ball on the court after you get that rebound. I understand that most coaches tell you don't bring it down, but as soon as you get that ball, you got to put it on the court or you're going to get called with that traveling violation. It's really hard with players who are moving so fast, and I understand I used to play, but
you see it happen a lot.
You really do.
Here's Zoe. She'll go for a three. Good shot. This was in. Zoe's deck. Coach Morehill Mount Academy on top, 5-0. With 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. Back down the right side. It's a three for Horton. It's going to be off the window to the right side and no good. Rebounding is Folsom, and MHMA will bring it back up the floor. Folsom will have it knocked out of her hands, but Dulac will pick it up, and Malia into the forecourt across at the center. Looks to the right side, goes to the left, and in that moment of indecision, she'll travel with the basketball, and it's going to go back the other way.
That one definitely hurt. When you're playing basketball and you're coming up with that ball and you get stopped, it's one of the hardest decisions, I think, to make a pass. Got to keep your foot still and really make your decision quickly.
A little skip pass down to the baseline is going to be kicked out of bounds by the Lady Ravens, and Horton will have it in. Lady Chargers looking for their first point of the game. 5:47 to go in the opening quarter. It's 5-0 MHMA. They'll lob it way out topside. It'll be handled up there by Kiara Blacksmith. Now the shot from the left is off to the rim, a little bit too strong, and Zoe will come down with the rebound. MHMA back up court with the basketball. Lady Ravens in the last outing a couple of nights ago, we were with them in the Morehill Mount Academy gymnasium, and they lost to a really good Jackson Heights team. Here's Dulac for three. Lady Ravens have run to an 8-0 lead, and I'm surprised Horton has not taken a timeout yet. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. The feet will come to the top of the key. Horton with the basketball. It's going to be Tatum Hooper back over to the right. Here's a three from the right corner, and it's good by Tatum Hooper.
Got to give it to these Lady Chargers. They're finding the open person and ready to shoot. Catch-and-shoot situations are some of the most important times in basketball.
MHMA with another traveling violation. What has had three travels in the last five trips down the floor maybe for the Lady Ravens?
I would say so.
3 minutes into the ball game, it is 8-3. Morehill Mount Academy out front. Now a little three-quarter court pressure. It's going to come into the forecourt and be lost out of bounds right into the scorer's table. And Morehill Mount Academy is going to have it in play from between the scorer's table and head coach Luke Knoll sitting across the way from it.
You know, Tom, it's kind of interesting that with Marhill's three-quarter press that they put their tallest girl up in the front.
She's a good athlete. She can do a lot of things. She brings a lot to the table. Now we're going to get a travel by Horton on the other end. It seems like plays like this It's like mushroom hunting. You find one mushroom, you find it starts in, one team starts traveling, and everybody's a little contagious, you know. You find more players falling into those traps.
I'm not going to lie. I think a couple of them, these travels could be a little questionable and probably could have let go. But I understand. Got to call the game right. And right now, I think the refs are doing pretty well.
The old pass over to the corner is going to be slapped out of bounds by Horton. It's going to come back into MHMA. And now driving left, there could have been a travel right there on Joy, but she does not have that whistle. And Horton has made a substitution. They have brought Mariah Chinook into the game. Here's a shot from down to the main side. It's going to roll around, and it's going to be good for Horton. And Tatum Hooper has all five of the Chargers' points. It is 8-5. MHMA, midpoint of the opening quarter. Shot for the right side, no. Rebounded Zoe, blocked, and a foul called on Chinook. Coming into the game, Mariah Chinook, she's only a sophomore. She is really, really good.
She was at the right place at the right time to grab that rebound. And honestly, that's the best part of basketball, being at the right place at the right time.
Free throws up and in, and Zoe Steck will have her fourth point of the game. Checking out is going to be Tatum Hooper, and Malia Soto comes back in for Horton. Second free throw for Zoe is off the back of the rim, bounces twice, won't go. Horton coming out with a rebound, and back up the floor with it will come the Lady Chargers. Inside four to go in the first quarter, 9-5 for Hillmount Academy in front. A short road trip from Atchison up here to Horton, you know, maybe a 30-minute run, something like that. Not a bad journey at all. Skip passes coming to the right side. We got a little early start, too, as the JV guys game concluded with a running clock, so it expedited the end of that one a little bit. More Hillmount Academy guys with a nice win. Here's a three from the outside for Horton. No. Horton rebound, followed up and blocked, and we're going to get a foul called on Dulac. She knows that she's walking to the back, and you get behind a player, you're just not going to get that block from over the shoulder.
You know, for all the Raven fans out there who watch Benedict in college, you see a lot of players who go out and try to get behind a player and come up behind them and get the clean block. And there was one Lady Raven last year, Kayla Staley, who really showed that you can do it. But it's all about timing. And unfortunately, on that last play, Dulac just was a little early, brought her arms down, and kind of knocked her a little bit.
Both free throws are good for Tommy and McAfee, and Horton is back within two at 9-7. The pass cross court is going to get away out of bounds. MHMA is going to turn it over. Horton will have it in play at the near side. We're geographically perched high atop the seats at midcourt, right across from the scorer's table. Great vantage point to watch the game here today. Horton fans on our side, Far Hillmount Academy fans across the way from us. Here's a three-point shot, baseline left, rims all the way around, it won't go in. Offensive rebound pulled down underneath by Horton. Chinook coming up with it. Now the three is up, no good. Rebound, Folsom has it, and trying to reach in and steal it away. We're going to get a foul on the Horton Chargers. That's on Maddie Sturton. So Madison Sturton will have her first foul. It's going to be team foul one by Horton. Exactly 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Morehead Academy leading at 9-7. On the way up the stands, got a quick moment to say hello to Madison Sturton's grandfather, who's here today. It's always good to see the families turning out and being able to support the teams. Now, as the ball goes in the middle to Folsom, it's reached in on and tied up, and a nice job in the middle by Tatum Hooper. Jump ball, back it'll come to Horton. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter, 9-7 for Hillmount Academy. With the lead, they have led throughout the game, but Horton has never let them get away. Now the cross-court pass is going to be snapped out of bounds by Dulac. It'll come back in again at the baseline to Horton. One of the big differences between high school and the college games is when you see a lot of them is the patience that the high school is going to have. Three-point shot missing and a rebound tipped out, saved by Horton. Because there's no shot clock. With no high school shot clock, it just seems like some of the possessions are really, really lengthy. Three-point shot misses, and coming out with the basketball is going to be Bethany. She is bumped over the back with no foul called. Loses the ball for a minute, but Dulac will pick it up and MHMA into the forecourt. Out on top with it. Back over to the right side. It's going to be Urban. Bethany looks inside. Skip pass comes out on top to Dulac. She'll look it over into the left corner. Hannah Coker hasn't taken a shot tonight. She's a great shooter also. Now, there will be Hannah. She'll launch it for three. It's halfway and it kicks out.
You know, you really got to give it up to this Horton defense. They are absolutely smothering the Ravens, not letting any easy pass go. They are really making them fight for it.
Ball's going to be knocked away for a minute. Horton picks it back up. Nice move going into the lane. The shot is not going to go, and there's an offensive foul called on Willie Asoto. That is one of those bang-bang plays. And again, in the college game, that is a block because you're inside the no-contact arc, but in the high school, there is no such line.
Yeah. You know, Madison Folsom, her dad, Chad, is the head coach at Benedictine, and coming from Benedictine, I get to watch some of their practices, and he really preaches taking a charge. And I think Folsom got down and dirty with that one and really held her ground, setting up that charge.
Minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by only two. Over to the right side is going to be Folsom, way out above the three-point circle, down to the baseline. Little skip pass in the middle of Bethany Urban, lobs it back out on top. Over to the left is going to be Zoe with it. Looking in, now crossing into the lane. The dish down low. Scarlett goes up. No foul called. Thus, it was all basketball. Back up with the Montgomery Horton. We're down to a minute 5 to go in the first. Betty charges with the ball over to the right side. Back into the game, Tatum Hooper. She'll go up the right block. The shot is up. No offensive board. Followed up. No rebound. Urban walks the tightrope and she'll step on the baseline.
Ooh, that's close. That's close. All right. You know, ref call is the final call.
Back in, Blair Taylor and Hannah Coker for Morehill Mount Academy. Just inside a minute to go in the first quarter, 9-7. Lady Ravens in front, but Horton threatening here. Skip pass will come to the right side. The feed in the middle, and there's going to be another travel. That was a cleanly a travel.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'd like to see the Ravens kind of put a little bit more pressure on defense. I feel like they're letting the Chargers get an open shot, and if they don't get hot on defense, these Chargers might run away.
Feed goes into the middle of the lane, 13-footer, good, Bethany Urban picking up her first point of the game, and Morehill Mount Academy continues to hold Horton at bay. They now lead it 11-7. Half a minute to go in the first quarter. The feed into the middle is going to be stolen by Coker. That might even have been tapped a little bit by one of the Raven defenders. Morehill Mount Academy coming up with a chance at the final shot of the opening quarter. Left side is going to be Stick. 20 seconds. Underneath, Scarlett all alone, pushed from behind. It's still come to the free throw line for two.
What a great find. Find the person wide open. No need to force it. She was wide open, and way to take the foul, too. Almost put it down into the basket for an and one.
That is going to be the second foul of the game for Madison Sturton. And Scarlett's first free throw, hit the back and kick out. One more shot coming up for Scarlett Bagley. A couple of substitutions coming in for Horton here. Second free throw is up, but she knew she'd missed it. She ran into the lane, and there was a lane violation. As a shooter, when you let go of the ball, you got a pretty good idea if that thing's going in.
That is so factual. As a shooter myself, I can tell you when that's going in right off the fingers.
12 seconds, 11, Horton in the forecourt with the basketball. Here's a three, wide to the left side. Long rebound, pulled down by Horton. They'll save it in, but that is going to take us to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor after one in Horton. Girls High School Basketball for Morehill Mount Academy, 11, Horton, 7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
You know, it's interesting seeing all the
We're getting set to go back to the second quarter. Welcome back, everybody. Tom Counts with you here, and Aaron Lewis joins me. Joseph, our producer engineer, back at the Ken Radio Sports Studio. Aaron, you had a thought here.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of interesting to see the opposing team's cheerleaders at an away game. You know, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and that's just so odd to me because whenever we went on road trips for any sport, you know, we never had our cheerleaders coming with us.
Really?
Yeah, it was just, you know, the team, and that was it. Teams, coaches, and any other personnel.
What part of the city were you from?
Originally was down in St. Louis County and got to play against some really great basketball players like Jason Tatum, and then moved out to St. Charles and got to play at Francis Howell High School, and that was an absolutely great environment, great basketball program, great football program there too. That was a great stop.
Quick three up by Horton, knocking it down is Kiara Blacksmith, her first point to the ball game, and she makes it a 1-point MHMA lead as we're just getting underway here in the second quarter. And now the Ravens up and good for three by Zoe Steck.
The bank is open.
Tell you what, sometimes that backboard there for a reason. Sometimes it makes all the difference. It's going to be stolen by Blair Taylor, Warhammer Academy now leading at 14-10 and back up court with the basketball. Seeing Horton utilizing their player defense. We see less and less player defense in the last few years and a lot more zone, but Horton, same with that player D out here right now. Now the ball's going to be knocked away. Horton's going to steal it off and back up the floor with it. They're going to come. Here's Malia Soto. Brings it into the forecourt. Malia, one of the juniors on this team for Horton. Back over to the right side. The ball knocked away by Bolson. She just reached around, slapped it away, and comes up with a free basketball. Zoe Steck will have it on the left side. 6.5 to go in the opening half. 14-10. MHMA with the ball and with the lead here tonight. Back over to the right side. Blair Taylor looks into the middle, holds the ball high above her head. Now dribbles it out between the circles. He lost the handle for a minute, but is able to recover it. Kicks it over to Zoe. She's in front of the Horton bench. Steck looks toward the baseline. She's being guarded by a much taller Tommy Ann McAfee. Back out on top, driving into the lane. Folsom from about 12. It's going to be off the mark. Well, we got a whistle. We got a foul. And as Maddie Folsom comes to the free throw line, I got to tell you what, Aaron, what I see coming up is a big difference in this game is going to be the free throw line, because you look at team fouls. Morehamount Academy has committed one. That's going to be team foul six, so the Lady Ravens are shooting free throws for the rest of the half, 6-plus minutes.
Hey, that is huge. As long as the Lady Ravens can knock those free throws down, they should have a pretty good chance of taking this game.
Maddie Folsom with her third point, and she is 3 of 3 at the free throw line. That's where all of her scoring has come from. Now she's 4 of 4 at the line. Lady Ravens push now to a 16-10 lead. This is their largest advantage of the game, up a half a dozen, and we're going to get a Horton timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. We're going to take a break with exactly 6 minutes to go. First half in Horton, Kansas. Rockhamount Academy, 16, Horton 10.
Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill has new rotisserie-style chicken bites. 100% white meat, juicy and tender. You can get them in 6 or 8 pieces and make it a basket with fries, Texas toast, and Hidden Valley Ranch dipping sauce. And don't forget the February Blizzard of the Month, Red Velvet Cake. It's red velvet cake pieces and cream cheese icing blended with their vanilla soft serve to perfection. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
As we return here to Horton, Kansas, we get back to action. Horton will be putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt, and the Lady Ravens have the original starting five back out of the court. Claire, Malia, Zoe, Hannah, and Madison. Shot will come up from the right side. It's going to be a little bit short, and hustling after the rebound. Nicely done by Malia Soto. Horton will get it. 15-foot shot up, no good. This time the rebound is going to be pulled out off the floor by Blair Taylor. She gets tied up. Possession arrow back to Horton. Just over 5.5 to go in the opening half now. Coach Noel is on his feet, looking for a little explanation from the official nearest him.
It seems like Coach Noel really wanted a foul on that one. I don't think he thought the Horton player had that ball because it had more of an arm.
Here's a little running shot for the right side. Misses. The rebound pulled down, missing. Another tip, and this time it's going to go out of bounds. It'll have been touched last by Morehamount Academy. Horton will have it in. Right now, Horton's got some good size in the middle. Doing a good job at some of those offensive boards, but you got to finish that shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pass that on top to Soto. She'll kick it over to the left side. Chinook's shot is up too strong, and Zoe Steck will clear the rebound down. 5:20 to go in the half. 16-10. MHMA in front. Now down low is going to be Dulac. She gets bumped pretty hard. No foul. Zoe for three. Off the rim and the high rebound. Pulled down by Blair. Her follow shot, no. Rebound down by Folsom, and she's going to kick it out on top. Now a three for Dulac. Off the mark. And the rebound this time down to Horton and Maria Chinook. Maria Chinook, rather. It's coming up the floor. We get a foul on Blair. It'll be her first foul of the ball game. For Hermann Academy, team foul two.
There were two really questionable calls. No calls down there in the paint. Like, first the bump, and then seemed like a little bit of a hack on the second chance effort. And just,
I'm feeling like the officials, as this game's gone on, they feel like they've gotten a little established. Now they kind of can let back a little bit and let them play a little bit more. Ravens coming up the court after the missed shot. Moorhill Mount Academy with a basketball. Dulac over to the left side. Zoe, uncontested three, and it won't fall for her. The defense did not come out. I think there was a little confusion on the coverage out here who had to pick her up, and they let her alone, but she did not hit the shot. Here's a three on the other end for Horton. It looks good, but it'll be just a little long. And Dulac coming up with a rebound. Here comes the Lady Ravens. 4:20 to go in the first half. Dulac, right side stick. You know, some of the scoring is coming from the outside for these two teams.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to be able to score in the lane right now.
And it's kind of crazy because Horton's got a really solid player down there in the paint. I would be feeding her all day long.
And right now, Folsom playing a long way from the bucket, but she's over on the left side. Ravens being patient. Now they run Maddie crossing pattern down at the baseline. And Blair will cross from the other direction, and MHMA brings it back on top. They're going to rerun the offense again. 3:50 to go in the half. Lady Ravens with the basketball, and now it's going to be reached in and stolen away, and now a foul called. It's going to be the one and one. I think that foul is going to be on 22 Tatum Hooper. It is. Tatum picking up her first foul of the ball game, and he got team foul seven for Horton. At the free throw line, Zoe Steck. She's got 7 points already in the ballgame, leads all scorers for both teams. And before her first shot, Blair Taylor will check out, and Bethany Urban comes back in. The free throw here, too strong, and the rebound, Horton.
You know, those laser beam kind of free throws come back to bite you when it's time to shoot. Gotta put a little bit more arc into that.
Folsom with a nice steal as she anticipates the pass, steps in front of it. Lady Ravens up the floor. Folsom, top of the key, kicks it over to the left side. Bethany Urban goes baseline. Her shot's blocked. And rebounding it back now comes Horton. A hand on that ball by Madison Sturton. All the way down the floor with it is going to be Mariah Chinook. Here's the shot. On top. Up the window for three. No good. Offensive rebound underneath. Followed up wide to the right side. Another Horton offensive rebound. And this time they're going to dribble it back out on top. Malia Soto. Running the ball club from the point spot at 3 minutes to go in the half. 16-10. For Hermann Academy in front. There was a near travel to drive down the left side. Now the dish into the corner. Nearly escapes, but saved nicely by Soto, who will turn and shoot the three that won't drop. Rebounding it down is going to be Bethany Urban. Bethany, perhaps the smallest player on the floor, coming up with that board. And the Ravens into the forecourt with 2:40 to go in the half, leading by six, and they're going to take a timeout. We're going to take it with them, Joseph. 2:41 to go before intermission in the ladies' game. It's for Hermann Academy 16, Horton 10.
There's nothing like the pride and excitement of seeing a loved one graduate, either from high school or college. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey from Union State Bank of Atchison. As spring approaches, you can honor your graduate's hard work by coming into one of our 7 Union State Bank branches to help him or her open a new account. Open a My Rewards checking account with only $25. Plus, your graduates can enjoy our mobile app wherever the road takes them. Celebrate your graduate with Union State Bank. Find locations at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
As we return, Moorhill Academy comes out of the court with Bethany Urban, who will be putting the ball in play. She's going to be bringing it in to Malia Dulac. Out of the court, then also you're going to have Madison Folsom, Hannah Coker, and Scarlett Bagley. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by a half dozen. And we'll have it deep in the right corner. She has not touched the ball a lot today. Still looking for her first point. Urban back to Hannah on the right side. MHMA work on the right side, overloading it a little bit now. Urban will drive it in, skip it over to the corner. Back out on top of the high post. Now driving in Folsom. She'll stop from about 6 feet away. And the ball is going to get away. It'll be taken away by Horton. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Kendall Knutson, a sophomore. 2:10 to go in the first half. Lady Ravens up a half a dozen. It is their largest lead of the game, and neither team has put anything on the board here in almost 3 minutes. Horton skips it over to the right side. Looking inside is going to be Blacksmith. Nice pass through the lane, but no shot available, and it comes back on top. Horton's gotten real patient. Lady Ravens have moved into the 2-3 zone. On the floor, Knutson shoots it off the back. No, but she gets fouled. It will come to the line for two.
And move your feet there, Brick. And one of the biggest fundamentals you learn while playing basketball is you gotta move your feet. She had great positioning and then just kind of stopped just enough for that to be a foul.
The first free throw is up. It is not gonna go in for Kendall, and she'll have one more free throw coming up here. The foul, by the way, if you're keeping that book at home, was on Hannah Coker. It'll be her first Morehead Mountain Academy team foul three. Second free throw, perfect. So Kendall Knutson will have her first point, and the Raven lead now cuts to 16-11. And we're at a minute 40 to go. These teams in the second quarter have scored 5 and 4 points respectively, so we haven't had a lot of offense here in the second.
That's harsh. It's hard. You know, when you're playing, when two good teams are playing, it's really hard to score baskets. You know, both these teams tonight have been really great on defenses. Both teams are forcing turnovers and forcing bad shots, and that's all you can ask for.
Well, they got a little, I think, the clock issue that they were having. We're at a minute 40. They reset the clock and back up the floor with it become MHMA. It is 16-11 Lady Ravens. Pass over to the right side to Hannah. Kicks it back. Bethany Urban, she'll accelerate to the baseline, cuts in through two defenders and scores it. Bethany Urban has her fourth point today.
You know, one of the shortest players on the court, and she did not fear any of those tall defenders.
And now we'll have a foul at midcourt on Malia, who reached in. She thought she was going to be able to come up with a steal right at center circle, but it will be, I'm supposing, a foul that will take her out of the game, and it will. Malia Dulac picking up her second foul. Team 14 fouls on MHMA. Dulac is out. Blair Taylor comes back in. She'll go to the one. Feet over to the left side. The driving shot is up. No good. And we're getting a foul on Bethany Urban. On that drive in, Kara Blacksmith got that defender backpedaling and going back. And then as she reached up, she was in a very disadvantageous position.
And I think that ref saw the hand on the back. And that was just enough. That could have possibly been a little bit of a shove that altered the shot and made it to where she couldn't get that basket.
Kira Blacksmith at the line. The first one does not go in. The second one will not go in either, but she'll get her own rebound. And back out on top comes Horton. 1 minute to play in the opening half. Lady Chargers with the basketball. Out on top is going to be Malia Soto. She'll dish it over to the left side. Blacksmith has it now into the left corner. That's going to be Tommy Ann. Her bounce in the middle, knocked away by Coker, who is kind of run over. And that is the second foul for Tatum Hooper. So for Horton, you've got three players now with a couple of fouls apiece. And MHMA walks to the other end of the floor with 52 seconds to go in the first half for a 1-and-1 for Hannah. Hannah Coker looking for her first point today. The gym grows quiet, and the front half of the 1-and-1 does not go in. So Horton comes up with a rebound, and we go back the other way. They'll shake and bake there. The shot from the top, it's a three, wide right. Zoe Zick with the board. Say what, these teams are doing a pretty good job getting those defensive rebounds, maybe with the exception of one offensive sequence down here for Horton, who've got several offensive boards, but the defenses are giving them a shot and then taking it back.
That's fairly true. It's just, I feel like Horton might be out-rebounding the Ravens just by a little bit. Ooh, that was a really late call.
As the first shot was missed off the left side, it was offensively rebounded back down by Maddie Folsom. She goes up with a shot, missed, has got her own rebound. Before she could put the shot back up again, as you call it, there was a foul, and she's coming to the line again for a couple of free throws. The shot is up, and it crawls out, won't go in. Madison was 4-for-4 at the free throw line before that one, has 4 points in the game. That, by the way, the first foul today by Kiara Blacksmith for Horton. Folsom's second free throw on its way and in.
Smooth like
butter.
And that was what you talked about earlier, too, that nice high arcing shot and the good geometry on it, and it falls right through. Now the ball is anticipated, stolen. Blair Taylor, left side, the shot rejected out of bounds. Blair Taylor was taking it down the left side and catching her from behind, and Malia Soto.
She did not give up on that play. She did not like that steal and was not going to let that happen.
Lady Ravens putting the ball in play. The running shot is going to be up. It's off the mark for Urban, and rebounding it down is going to be Horton. Up with it comes Soto. We're 9 seconds to go in the opening half. Over to the right side. Jump shot from inside the arc is up for long two and misses. Offensive rebound followed up, and forcing the shot up is going to be Soto. She will draw a foul. And with 3 seconds to go in the half, she's going to come to the free throw line for two.
That was just a veteran play there. She knew that the bigger defender was in front of her, and just kind of forced her body in and was able to get the foul and get to the free throw line.
Big difference in this game, not only the number of free throws, but the level of success, because Horton has struggled at the free throw line. Soto misses her first one, and she will miss her second one. The rebound down to Zoe, who travels with it in the backcourt, and Horton's going to have 1 second to get it in. And with 1 second, though, you can turn and shoot.
Yeah. It's about when you're looking at the clock and you've got a little less than about 0.4 is where you just got to tip it in.
The inbound comes out on top to Tommy Ann McAfee. She puts up a good looking three, but it doesn't go in, and we're at halftime. We'll be back and summarize the opening half for you. In the ladies' game, we're in Horton, Kansas at intermission. Markham Out Academy 19, Horton 11.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready for your COVID shot? You don't have to call the health department. You don't have to call your doctor. Atchison County has NEK Shot of Hope. Our Atchison County health organizations are working together through NEK Shot of Hope to help area residents get their COVID-19 vaccine. Learn how to sign up, when you're eligible, where to go, and more. Call the hotline at 913-308-2415 or visit nekshotofhope.org.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Back with you here in Horton, Kansas, halftime of the ladies' game. And MHMA is out in front, 19-11. They have never trailed in the course of the game. And Horton is being led in the game right now by Tatum Hooper with 5, Kara Blacksmith 3, 2 by Tommy Ann McAfee, and Kendall Knutson with 1 for the Lady Ravens. Zoe Set has 7. It's a 5-point first half for Maddie Folsom, 4 for Bethany Urban, and a 3-point half for Malia Dulac. Fouls could become an issue. Horton with 3 players with a couple of fouls for Markham Out Academy. You have Malia Dulac with 2 fouls, no one else with more than 1. But Horton scoring 4 second quarter points. Going to have to find their offense a little bit more, but you can see that they're very capable of scoring. They've got some offensive minded players out there.
Absolutely. They're grabbing some good offensive boards, but just cannot finish on the opportunity. And when it comes to basketball, you have to finish on those given opportunities. And, you know, Horton has bigger players. And, you know, you see that here, Tom. Like, they should be able to put those in nice and easy, but they're just struggling.
Well, the guys' teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, boys' game coming up after this one, the second half of our high school doubleheader this evening. But right now, we're going to take a bit of a break. It's halftime of the ladies' game here in Horton, Kansas, with your intermission score. MHMA 19, the Horton Lady Chargers 11. We're going to kick it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio, and he's got halftime.
It's a great day at Atchison, and it's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. Ron and Michelle at Urban Lawn Care are proud to support Achievement Services in Atchison. Achievement Services empowers persons with disabilities in their quest to live, work, and pursue leisure activities as independently as possible. To find out more about Achievement Services, go to asnek.org. Urban Lawn Care, where our business is in the green.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we've got Marhill Mount Academy at Horton today. Coming up on Monday, we'll have Benedictine College hosting Grandview University. It will be for a men's game only. That is at 6 p.m. Monday evening. Then on Tuesday, on the schedule right now, I've got Marhill Mount Academy at Pleasant Ridge with the girls' game scheduled for about 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing: know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
In the Sumner-Atchison High game, it is Sumner trailing at 24 points, Atchison Lady Red at 29. In the Riverside-Jeff West game, it is Jeff West on top right now at 33 points to Riverside's 20 at the half. In the Royal Valley-Sabetha game, it is Sabetha 20, Royal Valley 15 at the half. In the Nemaha Central-Holton game, it is Holton trailing Nemaha Central by 5 points at 13-9. In the Marhill Mount Academy game that we're listening to right now, we've got it at 19-11. And in the Hanover-Troy game at the half, it is Hanover 38, Troy 14. Axtell is trailing Blue Valley Girls with a score of Blue Valley 30, Axtell 26 at the half. And in the Donovan West-Lynn game, it is Donovan West on top at 34 points to Lynn's 27. At the end of the first quarter in the Onega game, it is Valley Heights 13, Onega 7. Frankfurt is leading Washington County 19-4. And in the Centralia Clifton Clyde at the first quarter, it is Centralia 14, Clifton Clyde 11. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KIR 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. KIR 93.7, your local sports authority.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 15 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow night 28. Overcast skies. High of 38 Sunday with a chance for mixed precipitation. 38 Monday. A dusting of snow Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. It's 31 degrees in downtown Atchison right now. 24 is the feels-like temperature. With the wind out of the south at 8 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 66%. The dew point, 21 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is falling at 30.30 inches of mercury. Holton's checking in at 33 degrees. Hiawatha, 32 degrees. With St. Joseph, Missouri, sitting at 31 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom courtside in just a moment.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic. From now until April 30th, Blair Feeds is offering $10 off non-Medicaid mineral and $20 off Medicaid mineral in 10 lots. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Horton, Kansas. Girls high school basketball here, just beginning the second half. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer, engineer in the Care Sports Studio, doing fantastic work. He always does. Joseph, thank you very much at halftime for handling it all. Aaron Lewis with me here, Tom Couch, and we're just getting underway here in the second half, and it is going to begin very much like the first half had gone, with a foul just pretty much out of the gate, and this is a big one. It is the third of the game for Horton's Tatum Hooper. Tatum is a pivotal player for this team, and she's also, at this point tonight, their leading scorer.
That hurt.
Three fouls.
Having your leading scorer be leading in fouls as well, that is tough.
Now Morehead Academy's bounce pass on the inbound is going to be stolen. And Horton's going to come back up the floor with it. Over to the right side is going to be Kiara Blacksmith. Top side with it is going to be Madison Sturton. Over to the left is going to be Tommy Ann. Kicks out between the circles again to Malia Soto. Less than a minute into the second half. No one's put a point on the board in the second half. MHMA flexing that little zone defense, little 2-3 zone. Now quick it back over to the right side. Backing away. The jump shot is up. Off the rim, no. Follow shot. Count it, plus one. The bucket by Malia Soto. She gets pushed in the back.
Was beautiful. It is textbook basketball. You shoot the ball. If you're not sure if it's going to go in, you follow your shot, get your own board, and put it back up.
Free throw is airborne. It is good. The three-point play by Malia Soto. Her first 3 points, and it cuts the Raven lead now to 19-14. And by the way, that is the second foul of the game for Morehead Academy's Blair Taylor. Lady Ravens back on offense, over to the right side, Zoe Steck. Her baseline jump shot too strong, and the rebound pulled down by Maddie Sturton. Here comes Horton. Horton quickly into the forecourt. Over to the left side, Tommy Ann. She'll go into the lane, puts up the runner off the window, and good! Tommy Ann McAfee with four. First 5 points of the second half belong to Horton, and it is a one-possession game. 6:26 to go, third quarter. Folsom comes out on top. Over to Steck, back out. To the point, it's going to be Taylor. She's not being really pursued at the top. She could get an open look, decides to kick over to her teammate, and Zoe's shot deflected. Horton rebounds it down. Sturton coming up with a free basketball, and into the forecourt with it is going to come Kiara Blacksmith. Blacksmith kicks it out on top to Soto. The feed will come to the free throw line. Sturton Bounce pass over to the left. The three-point shot for the tie. It won't drop. And the rebound is going to be saved in. Ravens, that was a spectacular job. And now the upcourt pass is batted away, and Horton is going to steal it back. The Horton defense is just so active.
They are. They're, like I said earlier, they're just smothering this Raven.
Here's a three by Soto, and we are tied.
Tied ball game.
5.5 to go in the third quarter. And Horton has scored the first 8 points of the second half. They have come out of the locker room, and they are hot. 5:20 to go in the third. Crossbow pass is going to be stolen. Kiara Blacksmith steps in front of it, brings it up the floor, dumps it over to the right side to Soto, back to Blacksmith. Three more Blacksmith!
It is a complete opposite flip from the first half, Tom. These Ravens, they just look stone cold, and the Chargers are pushing.
In the first half, Horton scored 11 points. In the first 2 minutes and, well, 2 minutes and 42 seconds of the second half, they've scored 11 points. We're going to take a timeout with the Ravens. Again, we're at 5:12 to go in the third quarter. Horton 22, MHMA 19.
Weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Coming off the sideline after taking the timeout, Morgan Mount Academy will make a little change in the lineup. You're going to have Madison Folsom and Hannah Coker coming into the game now. It's going to be Bethany Urban. The ball is put in play by Malia Dulac, and Blair Taylor will bring it up the floor. MHMA Seneca's offenses, we're down to 5 minutes to play, third quarter. It's a 22-19 Horton lead. Baseline three is up, and we're going to get three. No, it's going to be a two-point shot, and so a two-foul free throw opportunity coming up here for Bethany Urban. Morgan Mount Academy still looking for their first point in the second half.
Tom, I don't know if you noticed, but Soto on the Chargers was really getting off of her feet to try to disrupt passes and disrupt shots. You know, if Mart Hill can go ahead and adjust and get her off her feet, they can really use that to their advantage to get some points on the board.
Bethany couldn't hit that first one, but got the second one to go. It's now 22-20. We're 4:45 to play in the third quarter. Here's a feed underneath. The shot goes up by Sturton. Missed it. Got her on rebound. Missed it. Got her on rebound. Missed it. Got her on rebound again. And now she's going to bring it out on top. She is a force in the middle right now. Here's a three off the window and no. Another offensive rebound. Up, no. Another offensive rebound. And they're going to dribble it out to the left wing. Wow. Horton is eating up the boards right now. Here's Tommy Ann. Two. Tommy Ann McAfee.
That's what you call hustle play.
We're almost halfway through the third quarter, which has really belonged to Horton. They lead now 24-20. It is their largest lead of the game. 3-point shot for the Ravens. Won't go. Rebound Folsom. Won't go. Rebound Sturton again. Right now, Morgan Mount Academy looking for an answer to Madison Sturton in the middle. Horton with the basketball over to the right side. Looking in the middle is going to be Blacksmith. Shot up. No. Sturton with the rebound. Follows up. Won't get it. This time the board is going to be pulled down by Dulac.
That was good defense by Madison Folsom to disrupt that second chance shot.
Here's a nice little jump shot for two, and Hannah Coker has her first point of the game. Morehill Mount Academy now back within two. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Ball batted away at midcourt, but saved by Horton. They'll feed over to the left side. Sturton, she passes up a good shot. She's, I think, not comfortable with her shot right now. And the Ravens are going to come down with the rebound off the miss. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Horton with the lead, 24-22. Ravens out on top. Dulac for three. Can't get it to fall, and the rebound will go out of bounds. Back to Horton. It will come. You notice the Horton bench is not real deep. They have only played, what, 8 players tonight?
Yeah, that's what it seems. So I've got, unfortunately, got 2 girls on the bench who haven't seen a whole lot of playing time, if any.
We're going to take a timeout. Lady Chargers taking a break, and so shall we. We're down to the last 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Horton 24, Moorhead Academy 22.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
MHMA in the traveling black uniforms with gold and white lettering and trim. Horton in the home whites with royal blue. Morehead Mount Academy, the first team out on the court. They're going to have Stephanie Urban and Blair Taylor out there with Madison Folsom. You've got Malia Dulac and Hannah Coker. Horton puts the ball in play, and as they go down the far sideline, great pressure defense by Blair Taylor, and ball handler will step on the sideline. It'll come back in again to the Lady Ravens. Morehead Mount Academy with a chance to tie or lead with a long shot here, down by 2. Long cross-court pass, Dulac. She'll step down to the baseline, pull up with a running jump shot. It rolls around and good, and we're tied off the hand of Malia Dulac.
That was a great pass.
We are deadlocked at 24. 2.5 to go, and now we're going to get a turnover by Horton on the up-court play. Lady Ravens, after that timeout a moment ago, seems to make some defensive adjustments and maybe kicked up that intensity and a little bit on the defensive side. Dulac will have it on the left side. Back out on top to Taylor. Cross court, it'll come to Urban. She'll square, she'll shoot, and it won't go. Rebound back down to Horton. Kiara Blacksmith. Down the floor with it. Down the right side. Comes between the circles to Soto. Malia back over to the left. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. You can just feel this game, much like the last meeting between these teams, coming down to the final moments here this evening. Here's a turnaround shot, won't go. Offensive rebound, won't go. And this time it's going to go out of bounds off the Lady Ravens. So Horton will have it in again at their baseline, coming in right below the goal.
Lady Ravens really need to start boxing out to get some defensive boards. Way too many offensive boards going over to Horton.
MHMA coming out in the 2-3 zone. Horton skip pass over to the right side. Back out on top. It'll come to Soto. Now to the left. The 3-point shot is up. It's very much off the mark and out of bounds on one hop. It will come back in again to the Lady Ravens. 1:40 to go in the third quarter. 24-24.
You know, Tom, it's a big change from, you know, I'm 3 years out of high school now, but it's such a big change watching high school basketball and seeing the amount of three-pointers that are being thrown up versus when I played, and it was, you know, not really frowned upon, but you didn't see nearly as many threes go up rather than playing in the paint and inside the arch.
Horton puts the ball in play, and now it's going to be knocked away by Zoe Steck and picked up by Maddie Folsom. So the Lady Ravens coming up with a steal with 1:20 to go in the third. Maddie thought about taking a three herself, but then passed it up, kicked it over to the left side. Down in the corner is going to be Blair. Back out on top to Zoe. 1:15 to go in the third. Still 24-24 here in Horton, Kansas. To the right side, the feet underneath. Coker shoots and gets fouled. More fouls and more free throws here in this third quarter.
Looks like Horton's moved from that man-to-man offense or defense over to a zone. Seems like the Lady Ravens might have them on their heels and just be a little too fast for them.
First free throw is up and good for Hannah Coker. That is her third point. All of them have come here in the third quarter. And for Horton, they're bringing in their enforcer is back into the ballgame.
Yeah.
It's going to come Maddie Sturton. Second free throw, nice. So Coker will have 4 points. MHMA is back in front at 26-24. 1 minute to play in the third. The pass in the middle is going to be batted away. Susan DeVore, it'll be saved by Horton. Great hustle. Soto drives and shoots and doesn't get it. Rebounding it down is Folsom. Madison coming up the floor with it herself. Kicks it over to the right side, and Lady Ravens are going to lose it down at the baseline. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter.
You know, the way these two teams are playing, you would have thought it was the fourth quarter already.
And you could feel it, not only with the teams, but also in the audience, the crowd here. You could feel a little more anticipation, a little electricity in this gym.
Yeah. And you see the coaches, they're both on their feet now. Just
again, an important game because the winner of this gets a home game in the postseason, and the loser will go to the fifth spot in the region or the sub-state, and that means they're going to travel for the first game. So it means a lot to get that home game.
It really does, especially in the playoffs. Playoff home games can make or break a situation.
Chargers with the ball out of top. Here's a three. Launch wide to the right. Rebound is going to be out of play. It will be off the Lady Ravens. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Horton again will have it into their offensive end. 26-24, MHMA in front. And again, they're going to stick with that 2-3 zone. Pulls him at the five spot. Top side it goes. Over to the right, stepping inside the circle. Now off the block, fading away. The shot is up for too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Coker. She'll get it away to Urban. Bethany's coming up. She's one on three. Goes all the way to the rack, but it won't go for her.
Hey, that was a valiant effort.
She defied the numbers and almost got it to fall, but off the miss, the rebound by Sturton, and back up with it will come Horton. Now, the ball's batted away. Zoe Steck saves it. Steck with a steal, and Lady Raven, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Folsom, a desperation three, off the back of the rim, and we've come to the end of the third quarter. We have got a fantastic fourth quarter of high school girls basketball coming up for you. After three in Horton, Kansas, Markham Academy 26, Horton 24.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Horton, Kansas. 26-24. MHMA's Lady Ravens in front going to the fourth quarter. Horton's scoring is very balanced. Malia Soto, Tommy Ann McAfee, Kiara Blacksmith, each with six. Tatum Hooper has five. Kenneth Knutson with one. For the Lady Ravens, it's seven for Zoe Steck. And then Malia Dulac, Madison Folsom, and Bethany Urban, each with five. Four for Hannah Coker. Morehill Mount Academy and Wharton getting ready to go to that Class 2A substate. A lot of great teams in that 2A substate that's going to be at Valley Heights. Jefferson County North is drawing the substate that is going to take them to Mission Valley High School down south. So they're not, that's great. So they're not going to be in that same substate. And then, of course, Atchison being a Class 3A team, they're in a whole different category, and their substate is going to be, you know, certainly differently aligned. But we've got schools of various sizes in the area, and that's how this one's shaken out this year. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by a pair. Horton sticking with that player defense. It has been good for them. On the left side is Urban. Now the feed to the block. Folsom, nowhere to go, has to push it back on top. The defense collapsed around in front of her nicely, getting between her and the goal. Didn't let her back in, and she had to kick it back out on top.
Well, that double team was just enough to get her to have to readjust.
Urban drives in, draws the defense, kicks it out to Folsom, whose shot is up and no good, and the rebound pulled down by Sturton. Here comes Horton. 6:50 to play in the ball game. Lady Chargers with the basketball, trailing it by two. They'll kick it off topside. Soto over to the right side of the lane. We're going to get a foul. Or him out Academy. I think it's on Bethany. It is Bethany Urban. She will have her second foul of the game. No Marham Mount Academy player has more than two fouls. And Horton, who had a lot of foul trouble in the first half, has committed only three, and we're now, you know, well into the fourth quarter.
You know, fouls in a basketball game will make or break.
Here's a little jump shot to the left side. It's Tatum Hooper tying the game. 26-26. Six and a half to go, and we got a six and a half in a ball game to play. It is all starting over again. Back out topside. Ravens work the perimeter. Playing off the screen. back out on top. It will come to Folsom. Over to the right side. Hannah for a long shot. Three for Hannah Coker.
What a shot. Had a hand in her face and still buried it.
Hannah did not score in the opening quarter now. She's tied for her team's lead. She's got seven. 29-26, Lady Ravens. 5:50 to go. Three on the other end, off the front lip of the rim. But before the shot, we got a timeout by the Horton bench. We're going to take a just of a break. Down to 5:47 to play in this ladies' game. Morehamon Academy 29, Horton 26.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Coming out of the timeout, Horton puts the ball in play, and we're back to action. Here's a running shot. Scooped and scored for two. Tatum Hooper has nine. 29-28, Lady Ravens at 5.5 to play. MHMA comes out topside. Back over to the right to Blair. Long cross court, Malia. Dulac on the floor one time. Baseline runner from eight is up and missing. Now the rebound is on the floor. It'll be taken away by Soto. Here comes Horton, two on two. Soto, coast to coast, drives, shoots, it doesn't go in. Offensive rebound, did she travel or was it blocked? Jump ball.
That was a nice little Euro step by Soto, trying to shake off the two defenders.
Possession arrow will come back to the Lady Ravens. Out of the ballgame is going to come Kendall Knutson, and returning to the floor for Horton is Tommy Ann McAfee. 29-28, Morehamon Academy in front, leading by one. Again, this is just so much like the last meeting, a one-point game late. Three-point shot for the Lady Ravens misses. Rebounding it off the floor is Malia Soto. Here comes Horton. 4:45 left in the game. Look away pass right side to McAfee. Into the lane it goes. A shot off the window. Uh-uh. And no foul call. Rebound, Lady Ravens. Dulac, baseball pass to the other end. The dish over to the right. Urban is crunched. And there's a foul. Tatum Hooper could not get the brakes on in time, and she will pick up her fourth foul. And for Horton, four fouls on Tatum Hooper is huge. She's got 9 points, well ahead of all of her teammates in scoring tonight.
Now, I won't lie to you. It's been a minute since I've watched high school basketball, but I'm pretty sure it's five fouls just like college, so if the Lady Ravens can exploit that, they could potentially get her out of the game.
See, and the question is, as a coach, when do you take her out? How long does she stay out? When do you put her back in? And on the other end of the court, we're going to have a foul for Morehamon Academy. I think that may have been on Maddie Folsom. It'll be her first.
And look at that. There goes Tatum Hooper off the court.
Yeah, you're going to take her out of there. You're going to leave her out till about 3 minutes or so and then put her in and hope that she can make it to the end of the game.
Yeah. But, you know, coming from the athlete's standpoint, that is easier said than done.
4:14 to go in the contest. Horton with the basketball, a running shot to the baseline is up and it won't go in. Rebound. Look at Skirton get after the ball, and now it's going to be reached in and stolen away by Dulac. Quick hand by Malia Dulac. Lady Ravens up the court. 4 minutes to go. On the right side is going to be Coker. Over to the left, Folsom. She's way outstanding, literally, on the three-point ring on the baseline left. Back out on top, it'll come to Dulac. She steps inside the lane. Out on top, Steck for three. Nope. Rebound, pulled down by Horton. Blacksmith with another rebound. And here come the Lady Chargers. 3.5 minutes to play. It's a one-point game. The feet underneath the Sturton. Stops, pops, can't get it. Rebound. Dulac, here come the Lady Ravens. Dulac is 1-on-3. Now loses the handle, and it's out of bounds. Back it will come to Horton.
That hurts. Lady Ravens need at least to put in another bucket so that they can not be so close into this game.
You don't want to be in a position where your opponent can tie you with a shot.
Absolutely.
3:25 to go. 29-28. Barnhill Mount Academy in front. Look how loose Horton is on the court, though. A couple of their team, the players out there, teammates, are kind of laughing and smiling a little bit. They have something to say. Here's a baseline. Stepping into the lane, thinking about the shot. No. Comes out on top. Here's a rainbow for three. Wide to the left side. And over the back goes Skirton. Perfect position inside by Madison Folsom.
Absolutely.
And Skirton was behind her.
And that's how you got to do it. You have to box out. It is the number one thing you learn when you are playing defense in basketball. Box out. If that person behind you wants that ball, they have to go over the top.
3 minutes to play. MHMA with the basketball still up by one. Neither team has scored in a very long time. And now, what is that, a three-second call?
Looks like an offensive three-second call.
Horton's coming back the other way. No team has scored since 5:30. So, you know, we are going on 3 minutes since anyone has put a point on the board. And we're at 2:50 to go. The feed to the baseline right on the floor one time. The shot is up. No foul call. It was blocked. Blocked by Bolson. Here comes Malia Dulac and the Morehill Mount Academy offense as they get into the forecourt. Coach Noel will take a timeout, and so shall we. Timeout of the court occurring at 2:39 to play in this girls' high school game. Morehill Mount Academy 29, Horton 28.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Good to have you back here in Horton, Kansas. 29-28, MHMA in front. And again, the winner of this one will earn a home game in the first round of the sub-state. Last time these two teams met, it came down to 1 point.
And that's what we're looking at right now.
And that's exactly right. That's precisely where we are at right now. The ball comes in, and up court with it will come the Lady Ravens. Morehill Mount Academy over to the left side. Dulac feeds in the middle. The cutter. Beautiful move. Blair Taylor for two.
That was set up by a beautiful screen by Seth.
It is now 31-28. 2:20 to go. The feed over to the right side. Sturton has it. Just kind of forces it out on top. It gets it to her teammate out there. Here's Tommy Ann. Back over to the left side, trying to step inside, no room. Lady Raven 2-3 zone, doing what it's supposed to do, really keeping the Horton offense out of the middle. Horton probably going to have to shoot from the outside because it's going to be hard to score in the middle right here. Here's the three for the tie. Off the window, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Blair Taylor. 1:50 to go. Morehill Mount Academy into the forecourt, leading by three. Deck with the basketball between the circles, kicks it back over to Dulac, and MHMA may just get really patient with the ball. I'd be surprised to see him take any kind of a high-risk shot at all here.
At this point, I'm not taking a shot unless I'm at the bucket.
Well, here's Dulac driving in. She misses the shot but gets fouled. That was the high-risk shot I didn't expect to see, but it's going to maybe pan out as she will come to the line for a couple of free throws.
Absolutely.
That is going to be the third foul of the game for Horton's Malia Soto. And at the line, Malia Dulac. Her first free throw of the game is good.
Here comes Tatum Hooper. She's got, I believe we're sitting at four fouls. Is that right, Tom?
Yep.
Four fouls with 1.5 minutes left in the game.
Thought maybe she'd have been in just a little sooner than this, but this is a good time to bring her. Second free throw is good by Dulac and MHMA with a two-possession lead. They're up 33-28. We're going to get a timeout. Let's take it, Joseph. We're getting down to the finish. In Horton, Kansas, with 1:30 to play. It's Morehill Mount Academy's Lady Ravens 33, Horton 28.
Buying a home can be one of the happiest moments in your life. At Exchange Bank, we want the process of applying for your home loan to be an easy experience. With our new online mortgage application at myexchangebank.com, you can get pre-approved in as little as 15 minutes. See how easy that first step to new homeownership can be. Get your next home loan with Exchange Bank. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
The Exchange Motor Bank lobby on Kansas Avenue is now open, as well as a teller station in the main bank foyer.
Good to have you back with us, Lynn Horton. Horton down the floor. Quick three is up and good. Just what they needed off the hand of Malia Soto. Malia Soto has 9 points, and now it's 33-31. And we got a steal by Horton. The feed into the lane. The shot up. Won't go. Is there a foul? None called. Horton's going to recover the ball and bring it out on top with a minute to play. And now we've got the official stopping plays. We've got a player who got banged around a little bit, maybe twisted an ankle.
Looked like two teammates collided, and that's Tatum Hooper hobbling off the court onto the bench. Definitely hope she's okay.
Trainer over there giving it a little bit of a look-see, so Horton will make a substitution. We're inside a minute to go. Lady Chargers drive, shoot, score with the left hand is Tierra Blacksmith, and we are tied again.
50 seconds to go, tied.
And as the ball gets to midcourt, an aggressive defensive move results in a foul by Kiara Blacksmith. It is her third foul of the game. But more importantly, it is going to be team foul seven, and that means the one and one for Horkamon Academy.
You can't foul. Not in this time.
Malia Dulac hit two free throws back-to-back a moment ago here in the fourth quarter. Front half of the one and one here is up and in. A big free throw to put her team up by one. One more shot coming up for Malia. That was her 8th point tonight. She is now her team's leading scorer. Dulac's second shot. Got them both. It is now 35-33. 45 seconds of play. Here come the Lady Chargers. Between the circles is going to be Soto. Got to bring her back out on top. Lots of time. The feet into the lane, and we're going to have a foul.
Ooh. Now, Tom, this is the whole question everyone always asks. You're at 34 seconds. There's no shot clock.
Yes.
Do you hold it and go and take the shot for the win? You tie it and send it to overtime.
Oh, see, this is a great question. I have a total answer in my mind. But we'll see how this shakes out. Half a minute to go. Here's a 3-4. The tie is way too strong. We better get out. It's going to be the Lady Ravens. Coming up the floor, Zoe's neck is going to be slapped out of her hands and out of bounds. Coming back in to get a Horton right at the scorer's table with 23 seconds to go. I go for the tie, man. I can look at to win it in overtime. I don't have to win it like that.
Yeah.
Some guys will say home and away make a difference. I mean, there are a lot of variables, but I'm willing to take it into OT.
Personally, I'm a go big or go home kind of guy.
The ball comes into the forecourt. We're going to get a foul. This is a good foul by Horton. You don't wait until you're inside 10 seconds. Just foul here with 19. The most you can do is, you go down by 4. They're hoping for Dulac to hit less than both of them, but Malia is perfect at the line tonight. She's just who the Ravens went up there, and she'll miss the front end of the 1-1.
That's exactly what the Chargers needed there.
They're in the forecourt. A runner with 15 seconds. Way too strong. And a rebound underneath the Horton. The shot, no. Rebound followed, no. Rebound followed up, no. Wait a minute. We got a foul call with 5 seconds to go. Okay, how does this go back to, like, the first meeting between these teams?
It is literally coming down to free throws.
This was only team foul 6. This will not be a shooting foul. So now Horton, we'll see if they go for 1 or 2. An inbound pass is stolen. Morehamon Academy is going to win it. The inbound pass. They were looking to bring it in down on the block. 2 defenders were right there, one on each side, and they knocked it away.
Madison Folsom coming up with a game-clinching steal.
And they're going to say the time is out. The game is over. Final score in this girls' game. More Hillman Academy, 35, Horton 33. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Buying a home is an exciting milestone in your life, and Union State Bank of Atchison wants to help you make it happen. Hi, this is Andy Childs. The home buying season is nearly upon us, and interest rates remain near historic lows. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing to a lower rate, or need additional cash for home improvements, Bank of Atchison can be the financing partner you need. Stop by our Atchison branch or learn more at mybankusb.com. Let's start something amazing together today. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only one in four have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's 913-367-7300.
Good to have you back with us here in Horton, Kansas. A thrilling high school girls basketball game just ends in. Burnham Academy is able to take a road win tonight, 35-33 over Horton. Recapping the scoring for you. First of all, for Horton, 9 for Tatum Hooper and 9 for Malia Soto. It was an 8-point game for Kiera Blacksmith, a half a dozen for Tommy Ann McAfee, and Kendall Knutson with 1. For MHMA, Malia Dulac led the way with her 9 points. Zoe Steck and Hannah Coker each with 7, 5 apiece. For Bethany Urban, Madison Folsom, Blair Taylor with 2, and Aaron, you and I kind of conferred, and we're going to decide that Maddie Folsom gets that Bank of Atchison Player of the Game, not only for the 5 points. By the way, she never scored 1 point from the floor. Those 5 were all free throws.
Yeah.
But it was her defense, it was her rebounding, and maybe that steal on that very last inbound at the very end of the game.
You know, it's one of those times, you look at it like this. In baseball, you give the player of the game to the guy who hits that walk-off if you're in extra innings or in that bottom of the ninth. That's always your player of the game. And I think that game-clinching steal just set it up perfect for her.
Markham and Academy will advance their record now to 7-10. They are 6-8 in the conference. Horton goes to 5-9. They are 5-8 in the NEKL. So Morehill Mount Academy, who is a half a game behind Horton, now moves to a half a game ahead of them after this one here this evening. Stick around. We got more hoops coming your way. The guys' game coming up. The two teams are out on the floor warming up. We'll be back with their contest. Again, final score in the ladies' game. It was Morehill Mount Academy 35, Horton 33. Don't go far. We'll have the guys' game, but right now we're kicking it back to Joseph at the K Radio Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.